It's up to 52 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower on persistent large supplies and limited buying interest ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday next week. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices from $30 to $31.50. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $30. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, November 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 11,902. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $38.75 to $45.50. The weighted average was $44.61, a loss of $1.06 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.19 to $38.44, and the weighted average was $34.85. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,067. The base price range was $38 to $53.75. The weighted average, $47.52, a gain of $1.12 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $31.92 to $37.50, and the weighted average was $35.37. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. Looking at the Midwest weather, first of all, today will be a beautiful day for getting things done in the fields, and this will probably be the last mild day with light winds and sunshine all combined for a long, long time. So, take advantage of the weather we've got here. Now, not all of Illinois and Indiana sunny this morning. The southern third cloudy and some rain still in the Ohio River Valley, and it's really going to stay rather damp down that way. But most of Illinois and Indiana will experience sunshine and dry weather and mild weather today. Clouds are already rolling into the upper Midwest, so it's already cloudy over much of Wisconsin, northern and western Iowa and Minnesota, back into the Dakotas and Nebraska. So those areas will be a bit cooler today, but should be dry today. Now, we do have a cold front that's going to push through tomorrow, and with it, some scattered sprinkles may develop in our area, but not much in the way of precipitation. So the rainfall we got yesterday was the soaking rain, the only one that we're getting this week. Now, in the Ohio Valley and parts of Ohio in the eastern Midwest, they could get more rain tomorrow, and as that front pushes southward and eastward, it will see the coverage and intensity of showers increase. But for most of us, nothing more than a few sprinkles. So we go through the weekend or into the weekend, the latter part of this week and into the weekend, it's going to be dry and cool. And as we go beyond the weekend or even the latter part of the weekend, Sunday into Monday, it looks like a weather system may bring more rain to the Ohio Valley, including at least southern and some central portions of Illinois and Indiana, so the fields could turn wet again. And then it looks like as we go through the rest of the month of November, we're generally going to be on the cool side. Occasionally, we'll have some precipitation, and I have to use the word precipitation because all of it will likely not be rain. And it doesn't look like we're going to get a big snow, but it does look like it'll be cold enough that at least at times we'll have some light snow flurries or snow showers starting around the middle of next week, around Thanksgiving time and beyond. And I think we're going to get into a weather pattern that features a lot of cloudy days, which is typical of November going into December. So the sunshine we have today, the mild weather we have today, the relatively light winds we have today, enjoy it because it's about over for the year. Turning to the southern hemisphere, it's starting to become more clear that there are the haves and have-nots in Argentina and Brazil. First, in Brazil, they've had a few spotty showers and thunderstorms in northern Brazil here over the past week or so. However, the state of Bahia remains dry, and that area is going to remain dry. And also neighboring portions of northeastern Goiás and northern Minas Gerais are all relatively dry. And right now the pattern is such that they're going to stay dry. So there will be some problems in the northeastern production areas of Brazil in terms of soybeans and maybe some corn. But a lot of Brazil has gotten favorable rainfall and will continue to get favorable rainfall. So it's not a problem for all of Brazil. In fact, the majority of the Brazilian crop areas are experiencing decent weather, but that northeastern area is staying generally dry, and we don't see a change in that. In Argentina, it's the reverse. The northern areas are doing well, those areas closer to Brazil, but the southern areas are dry, and it looks like dryness may become more of an issue, especially across southern Cordoba. That's a big production area. Neighboring La Pampa and Buenos Aires and southern Santa Fe also remaining generally dry. So while they've had a few showers here and there, those are the areas that have not had enough to really reverse the dry trend. So southern Argentina and northeastern Brazil are the two areas that we're concerned about. Everywhere else has favorable weather for production at this moment. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keyser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the overnight trading session, a quick snapshot look at the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat generally down all across the complex, anywhere from down a half in the far side December 2008 deferred to down mostly in the May at 3.75. In the corn pit, a mostly positive evening overnight with the trade anywhere from down one half in the May of 2009 contract to up 3 in the March 2008 contract. Soybeans overnight the big winner to the upside, it making new contract highs pretty much all across the soybean contract, with the Noves up on the closing bell 12.25 and the January up 11.75. Take it out to next July on the bell and it was up 13.25. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
So we did have those new contract highs in the soybean pit overnight, despite oil, the crude oil variety, having sort of a setback in general over the last several sessions. What do we make of this?
Well, I think that the crude oil dragging it one way or the other has been a big factor, but China news came out, and I think is the big factor today on the and last night on the up move in beans. Their bean crop, Chinese said, was 20% lower than expected. They're trying to bring in as much as they can to curtail a higher food costs for their people, and that, I think, took over from the crude oil on moving the beans higher.
So do we see follow-through in that bean pit today?
We're looking for that today, 8 to 12 higher. We closed our last night 11 to 13 higher.
And, of course, beans go off the board, I believe, tomorrow.
Tuesday, November's front month will be January, and January's are about 13 higher than the November's.
So what do we make of that carry? Is it going to settle back later in the week?
That could happen where we bring the front month back to where November goes off.
Okay. Turn your attention to the corn pit. What are you seeing there today?
Corn pit, we're looking at 1 to 3 higher. It was 2 to 3 higher overnight. We had the big drop yesterday down 7 to 8. Again, I think the Chinese just trying to keep their food down and worldwide usage of corn higher. I think one thing on corn that might hurt it a little bit long term is that I think industry now is thinking that we won't have as big a drop in corn acres as originally thought.
Look at the charts technically with me for a moment, Pete. Look at the December is trying to keep its head above a downtrend line drawn through the July and September highs, while there's a very short-term uptrend line beginning in October that it's sitting on as it traded overnight. Are we going to see invasion of either of these lines today?
I think we could see both, actually. I think we're in that kind of a place where we're just bouncing back and forth. We've tried higher a couple times. We tried lower yesterday. I see us just continuing to do that until maybe through the January period when all the grain is delivered that has been sold for January delivery. Then I see us still battling for acres every day, and some days that'll win out over the other side of, you know, we got the pile still out there to grind through.
What about the wheat market today?
Wheat market, we're looking lower. We think the highs are in wheat. We think except for occasional bounces on some worries about supply, that we will gradually grind sideways to lower.
Is $7 a target in your mindset?
Seven is still a target for the July. We got to 97 once. We got to 95 several times after being down at the 650 8 level. We're still thinking that July could get there. But once we have the northern hemisphere crop established and starting to harvest, we think that could easily push things down a couple of dollars.
And over on the Merck, what are the calls there today?
Calls there are mixed. Hogs made a big move up a couple of days ago, and then they were right back down yesterday. We still see them as mixed, and we see cattle as mixed to higher.
Thank you much, Pete. You have a grand day today.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.